ask that question, right? As a matter of fact, I'm out here in California at the Traffic and Conversion Summit, and I actually heard a speaker ask that question just yesterday. If you had a superpower, what would it be? Would you walk on water? Would you walk through walls? Could you be invincible? Could you read people's minds? What would your superpower be? Well, not because she did that yesterday, but I was thinking about this, and I don't know about you guys, but where do you do your best thinking? For me, it's in the shower. Like sometimes I take these showers and come up with the world's greatest ideas, right? And like, oh my gosh, that's such a great idea. And so I've been thinking about superpowers for a while. And do we all have them, right? Because we see famous people and, you know, people who, and I'm talking about entertainment, I'm talking about people who've built businesses, people who changed the world. And we can clearly see their superpowers a lot of the times. We can clearly see what makes them different than everybody else. We can clearly see what even makes them superhuman, that quality that they have that we say, wow, I wish I had that too. Wow, how did they get that? Wow, that's so awesome. Yeah, you're not alone. I feel that too. I see them and I'm like, man, yeah. But I'm here to submit something to you. We all, me, you, all of us have a superpower. Most of us just don't recognize it yet. So I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story to kind of illustrate this to you. And the story starts by me telling you that, yeah, I am a storyteller. Hey guys, I was born and raised in Trinidad and Tobago in the Caribbean. And culturally, we tell stories. We tell a lot of stories. I mean, it's hard to have a 10-minute conversation with me and not get multiple stories. Like, that's just what I do. It's how I communicate. I tell a lot of stories. So I'm telling you a story about my history a little bit in SEO and, more importantly, search. So my history and search started way back 24 years ago in 1999, guys, where myself and two friends got together and we wrote a search engine. Now, we wrote a search engine because the web was young and we were finding a bunch of great content on the web and we were bookmarking all of this content, but the bookmarks became ridiculous. So we wrote a little program where we could input data and search it for keywords, and it would pop back and tell us which websites we had been on that had the data that we were looking for. Yep, 1997, we wrote a search engine. We had no idea what we had done, to be completely honest with you, because if we did, we might have been Google today, but that's beside the point. All right. From there, I actually turned what we were doing in search there, what we learned in search there, and started working in the government sector. And I was working in the government sector and building search engines for the government. So this was all private data. So built search engines for the INS, for the EPA, for DC government, for the DLA, the Defense Logistics Agency. Wrote all sorts of search engines to pull up different types of data that they were storing. Okay, that they needed to get access to. So I spent a bunch of years, really from about 2000 to 2008, 2009-ish, working in the government sector and building search engines for them. Okay, learned a ton about that. Then about 2008, I left the government sector and started doing paid ads, because paid ads were just really starting up. Google Ads, it wasn't even called Google Ads back then. This was Google AdWords, and even before Google AdWords was really just starting up. And I started doing paid ads for people in business and helping them drive traffic through paid ads. And I did that for about 4 or 5 years and then dropped off. And I dropped off of that because Google changed the game and ads became super expensive and it became really, really stressful. If you've gotten my welcome series, which if you haven't, then join the Facebook group and you'll get my welcome series and you'll hear all of that story and history as well. But yeah, it got too expensive. People were freaking out. And so I left Google Ads or doing ads and went into organic search, helping people rank in search engines because I understood the way the search engines work. Right? So I had learned all this stuff about how the search engines work. And so now I was going to use that to help people rank in search engines. Now, you're saying, okay, So that's a whole lot of history. Yeah. And that's where I've been for the last 6-7 years or so. So now let's talk about superpowers. Let's talk about superpower, right? Because in the last 6-7 years, what I have learned is that in order to rank well, and we talk about this here in Trafficies, you guys know that, in order to rank well on a search engine and have your website come up for people who are looking for you, you have to be able to create content that solves people's problems. You have to understand their problem and then solve it with your content. Guess what? That's telling a story. That's what story does. In a story, it starts off with a scene and you meet the eventual hero who may just be an ordinary person. And then they're faced with a problem that they have to overcome. And once they're faced with this problem that they have to overcome, they meet someone else or something else that teaches them or shows them how they can overcome that, prepares them to overcome that problem. And then the hero takes action and they overcome the problem and they become the conquering hero. Guess what? The hero is your customer. The hero is your customer. You're that thing that helps them get over. And so what I learned was my superpower was my storytelling. When I mix my storytelling, which is something that I do innately, so follow me on this, is what I do innately mixed with something that I had learned, that I had become proficient in, which is search and ranking in search. Once I was able to mix the two of those together, it created a superpower for me. And that's why I'm telling you, you have a superpower too. There is something that you do absolutely innately that people, if you listen to people around you, will tell you, hey, you do this all the time. Hey, you're really great at this. Hey, you know, you're this or that. And they keep saying it, and it's how they identify with you. And sometimes it might even be how they negatively with you. My kids are a great example of that. Right? My kids are tired of all of my stories. They're like, Dad, another story, especially when they get in trouble. See, when they get in trouble, I tell even more stories. And like, Dad, not another story, please. Can you just get to the point? And so sometimes the thing that people complain about you is also a superpower in hiding. What do I mean by that? Well, here's a little phrase for you. A strength overused is a weakness. So if there's something that people are telling you is a weakness, it's probably because you have a strength on the other side that you're overusing that's highlighting a weakness. So find that strength. That's that thing that you do innately. That's that thing that you probably do better than most, if not everybody in the entire world. And when you're able to take that strength, figure out what that is, and marry it with something that you've learned, that you've become very proficient in, then you start to develop and create a superpower. That's what a superpower is, guys. And that's why I'm telling you, I know you have one. I know you have one. And so my question is, what is that thing that you do innately, no matter what? It doesn't matter what it is. You may not even understand it. It took me years to realize this, okay? So I know you may just be hearing this for the first time. You may not understand this today, but I want to help you if I can. So what is that thing that you do innately that people say to you all the time, that, oh, you're always this, or you're this, or you're this way, or that thing that people are complaining about that you do all the time too? What is that thing? What is that? Because that will help us define, and what's also called in the real world, a talent. That will also help us define a talent that you have that you don't even realize. And so that's one side. The other side is, what is that learned skill that you have that you do and you know inside out? Send that to me. If you don't want to put it in the chat here, which I completely understand, you may not want to share it with the entire world, email it to me, hello@traffickeys.com. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about what those two things are to help you define your super power because I know you have one. And once you identify it, you will be able to soar. Things will take off because everybody loves someone with a superpower. But if you don't identify it, if you don't know what it is, you can't help them. So anyway, guys, I hope this was super helpful for you. This is literally the first time I've ever presented this because I don't know if you can see it. I still have water on my head because I was in the shower. I thought about this. It all kind of came to me on how to put this together. I came out, I threw on a shirt, and I jumped on here to share this with you guys right away. So hope this was helpful for you. Email me, hello@traffickeys, if you've got traffickeys.com. If you have any questions or if you've figured out your two things, let's go. Want to help you do that. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.